I will encourage fiscal responsibility by prioritizing needs over wants. I will encourage and cultivate a healthier community, and I will advocate for you. Your vote for me will bring about real change. I will address the elephant in the room, and Finley will be better served as a result. Please follow my campaign page on Facebook, Antonia Faison for City Council at Large. I'm asking for your vote on May 6th, or with early voting that starts tomorrow, April 8th. And I thank you for your time and your consideration.
Thank you. Ms. Carlin Kenzinger.
Legacy guides us, community unites us, vision drives us. So my daughter is a junior at Finley High School. Every day she walks the same halls that my uncle Bill did when he was part of the school's first graduating class in 1964. Through Finley First Edition, Christine has built lifelong friendships, grown as a leader, and realized the value of camaraderie. This fall, she'll visit our sister city in Japan as a foreign exchange student. She's looking ahead to her future with excitement. I'm running for city council because I want the same sense of hope and opportunity for all of our kids. I want your children to feel proud of their hometown, to experience the strength of this community, and to see a future here that excites them, one they don't have to leave to achieve their dreams. Finley is at a crossroads. My husband is a pastor. My brother is a firefighter. My cousin is an electrician over at Whirlpool. I understand the deep importance of faith, safety, and good local jobs. The choices we make in the next 2 years will shape our community for the next 20. I love living in Finley. I'm running to honor the legacy of those who came before us, to serve the needs of the people who are living here now, and to build a strong future for the next generation. Thank you again for this opportunity. I'm Heather Carlin Kenzinger. I'd be honored to earn your support and your vote for Finley City Council.
Thank you. Mr. Needles.
I'll close with this. Finley is more than just a place. It's our home. It has shaped me, inspired me, and instilled me in the values of our community, hard work, and responsibility. As your city council representative, I will uphold those values, ensuring fiscal prudence, fostering growth and opportunity, and building strong, effective relationships. This campaign isn't about me. It's about us. And it's about Finley's future and making our city even stronger. I ask for your support as we work together to make Finley's future bright. Thank you.
Mr. Odermatt.
Well, I'd like to touch on a couple of my main points that didn't get covered in the questions. And one is I'm a very strong advocate for local control. I think that this city needs to determine its own destiny and not be influenced by the state or federal government. I think we have the best idea of what's best for us. In addition to that, I'd also like to see a limited interference in people's individual affairs. I mean, we do have to have some things. We have to have zoning. We have to have some things going on, but I'd like to see it kept to a minimum. I'd also like to see, if I were on council, I would be a person who, and I think it was Antonia said, not rushing everything through, taking time to ask the questions, get some more information, get public input. I think a lot of people in this city, the ones that I've talked to, and I'm sure a lot of the other candidates, feel that people think the city government doesn't care. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. They don't care what we think. We have to change that. So if you are one of those people, then research your candidates. Find ways to look at them. One thing I'd like to point out, the Hancock County GOP put on a webpage, if you go to the Hancock County, Ohio GOP, isn't that what it is? All these candidates were given the opportunity to complete a survey. Read their answers. You might find some differences between the candidates there.
And Mr. Wagner.
So far, this campaign has been very humbling for me. It's been one of the greatest highlights of my life. It's been exciting. I see all the candidates who are willing to open their hearts and minds to the public, and this brings great joy knowing that our constitutional republic is alive and well. As I stated in my opening statement, if elected, I'll be prepared for all the meetings and the committee assignments. I'll make decisions that I believe the voters will approve of. I will apply common sense principles to all financial decisions. I'll always put Findlay first. I'm confident that Findlay's best days are still ahead of us. If elected, I pledge to take my oath of office as seriously as the oath of office that I took to defend our Constitution when I joined the Navy. On May 6th, or if you're inclined to vote earlier, I believe it starts tomorrow, I'm asking for your vote. Please vote Bradley Wagner. My signs say Brad Wagner, but Bradley Wagner is when you go into the booth for Findlay City Councilman at large. I want to say God bless all of you, and God bless the city of Findlay.